is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 353. I'm a completionist. I'm gonna get all the whales.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hi.
Oh man, it's a new week after a hiatus week, so you know what that means. We're drinking.
Well, I have ginger ale today. Because my tummy is kind of going...
With the memo. Okay, well, I'm drinking. And so, we're back with a vengeance. And
news!
And newness, which is, you know, nice, because it's not the new year yet, but it's still, we've gone ahead and, like, renewed ourselves in a way.
I'm always reinventing myself.
Well, okay, Madonna, whatever, but not all of us. No voguing.
I'm totally voguing right now.
No, stop it. This is not that kind of podcast.
Too bad.
It's an audio podcast, so it doesn't really matter.
Express yourself.
I swear to God, if you put on a cone bra, I'm stopping this recording right now.
It would make my boobies bigger.
Okay, anyway, we're not talking about your boobs in this podcast. I know, so sad. But what I am talking about is that we've made some changes, not necessarily to the show, because it's going to remain, obviously, as random as it will ever and always be, because...
Changes.
Where, you know, us. But one of the things that has happened, just in case you're not aware of it, we'll make you aware of it right now, is that our podcast is now part of the Voice of Geeks Network.
The VOG Network!
So, you'll now be able to get our podcast over on VOG, and we're going to be asking a question each week, and you guys can give us your answers, write them out, email us, tweet us. I think tweet's going to work best.
I'll even go and put Facebook. The question on our Facebook page.
So you can Facebook us, and we'll actually read some of what we think are the best responses to the question, and then answer the question ourselves
So you
on the
share,
podcast.
We share.
So
you
it'll be,
share, we share.
It'll be interactive. And you know, that's a good thing that'll be interactive, because we like interacting. I mean,
that's why I click buttons all the time, to interact with them.
She is a clickin' mofo, and now you can click with us.
I'm
we can be a click.
Clickety-clack-clack-clack-click.
Because ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click.
Yeah,
click.
Exactly.
Well, except you. You guys should fuck with our click.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. So, we're really happy to be part of the VOG family. They've been really fantastic about letting us just, you know,
they gave us a big hug welcome.
And bring our stuff over. So, you'll now be able to catch our show on Tuesdays right before anime jam session. So, it's just like, you know, a good nerd evening. It's nerd-tastical, if you will.
Nerd-tastical.
Not to be confused with nerd testicles, because those are different things. Different things, okay? And there may be a podcast about that. This is not that podcast.
No, I feel like if you actually really calculate pi out all the way, it would be a picture of nerd testicles.
I feel like I don't disagree with your statement.
But that's why no one's ever seen it, because no one's like, I don't know if I'm ready to
Because there's no end to nerd testicles.
That's right. It's just like keep making more nerd testicles. Procreation.
Exactly. And so I feel like you're not that far off base.
I probably am not.
But enough about our VOG announcement.
And nerd testicles, apparently.
I'm not exactly sure how we got there, other than...
Segways, we're not very good at them.
No.
It's never have been. 7 years running.
It's a good thing we don't get tested on it.
I know, because we'd fail that test.
I would be absent that day. And
I'd fail it proudly and be like, I didn't study for this.
Ain't nobody got time for that. But what we do have time for is video game stuff. I don't know if we're going to get to the anime stuff today, so we may end up putting that off until next week because we've been watching a whole bunch of anime.
Oh, I know
between the two of us. But there's a bunch of game stuff that we've got to talk about, obviously, because we had Gamescom, and then we had PAX Prime right behind it. And, of course, you know, we were doing our homework and checking out some of the new games that were announced and more gameplay trailers for stuff. And just in case you weren't convinced that Watch Dogs was a game that you have to have if you own a console, period.
Oh, God, I think, did you watch that, like, 15 minutes of gameplay?
Seriously. Like, if you have not seen that 15 minutes, go to the Ubisoft... Pause this podcast right now.
Go and watch it.
Go to the Ubisoft site and watch the gameplay. And if you're not interested in this game after that, you're really not a gamer. It's okay, it's not for you.
Whoa. Let's not...
Hold on. Can I finish my statement before you're like, whoa, pump your brakes.
You're getting all Kanye now.
Well, you know what? Sometimes Kanye's right. Okay? There, I said it.
Wow. All
right? I said sometimes.
I love that it was big and bold. He's right!
... Sometimes. sometimes Kanye's right. Okay? Sometimes Kanye's real wrong. I mean, real wrong. But every
like
once in a while...
Like Song of the South wrong?
Okay, yeah. But every once in a while, he's like Jesus walks right.
I did love that song.
Okay? All right? Every once in a while...
He's like, just in case you guys think I'm completely stupid, here's
every once in a while, he's like, good life, right?
He's like, let me open up your sky for just a second.
Okay.
And now I'm just going to talk about my chains, my bitches, and my life. Because
okay.
You guys...
I mean, because...
That's
I,
my bread and butter right
you
there.
You know, right now, that's working for him. Okay? But like I said, sometimes he's really, really wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
But sometimes...
I mean, what does the wolf say? I mean, what does the fox say?
No, we're not talking about what the fox says. We don't know.
What does the fox say?
And you know what? We're just going to leave it alone. We don't know.
I totally feel that should be
Stop
a
it.
Meme now.
Stop it. I'm sure it is. We're not participating. We're not.
No,
Stop.
Like, it should be awesome. Like, it should be, like, this big explanation
Panda?
Of something factual. And, like, someone else in the background who's got, like, a dirt face would be like, well, what does the fox say? And then I'd be like, oh, snap. The end.
All right, stop making memes unless you're gonna go and make this a meme. Let's go back on track.
Sure.
Video game stuff, okay? So, as I was trying to say, if you watch that trailer and you're not interested in picking up this game at all, you are not a gamer. Now, wait for me to finish the sentence that enjoys real great gameplay on consoles.
Is that the end of your...
Yeah, that was going to be the end of my statement, but see, you stopped me before I finished it.
Well, because...
Okay.
It sounded like you were going to put a period
Well,
there,
guess what?
But then...
Sometimes you need...
Comma.
Sometimes you need to let me finish, okay? Sometimes...
All right.
You need to not be interrupting Kanye. Because sometimes he hasn't finished the complete thought.
Are you sure?
Okay? All right? And you know what? You just totally Kanye'd while I was, you know, Taylor Swift over here, and you didn't let me finish.
We're never getting back together.
Well, you know what? I think we are.
Because we...
No. We are getting back together pretty much every week to record this podcast.
Joke's on me.
Anyway, I was really impressed. And I'm going to say this right now. I definitely am a fanboy for this game. I don't know how objective I could be about this game because I'm already in love with it.
Hashtag she's not going to be subjective about this game.
Objective. There we go. I don't know that I can be. I'm being honest with you guys about it because I'm in love with it. The hands-on that I got at E3, the time that all the trailers, just the premise of the game, the on-screen as well as away from console play, on iOS and Android tablets, really the deep immersion piece of Watch Dogs and the fact that it is so big data, big brothers watching, hack the planet. Those are just all things that are very interesting to me just in general. So the fact that it's packed into a game with a very rich story, I feel...
Are you worried that, like, gamers are going to go and play this game and get so immersed and be like, you know what, I can learn how to be a hacker and, like, want to hack things?
I think that any time that internet technology is portrayed in a way where it is deemed sexy or seen as deeply intellectual, that there are those people who will be like, well, I can do that. And I don't necessarily...
Like, I can get all the bitches to my yard, literally, by hacking their phones.
I think there's a difference between being inspired to try something new and wanting to imitate something for status. And I think people can fall into either of those categories. The people that find it inspiring and want to learn more and do more and aspire to
like
be
me.
That smart to be able to hack that kind of information, if they want to use that in a positive way to better themselves, then I don't think it's a bad thing. If they're the people that tend to fall in the more imitation for the fame and the harm and what you can get out of it,
I mean, I could totally just Photoshop my top enemy's face on top of barn animals.
You know, that's not an aspirational thing, but hey, I don't knock it if that's your goal. I like to fall more in the aspirational camp side myself personally, but hey, do you, man. No judgment. No judgment. Well, a little bit of judgment.
Sometimes
but it's
just
in the podcast.
Have to get their email and get them sent bad magazine.
Look, have I put frenemies on email lists that they probably didn't want to be on? Of course. I don't consider that hacking.
I mean, how else would I have learned that?
I just consider that to be payback, which is sometimes a bitch.
But sometimes a bastard.
Sometimes. Anyway, Watch Dogs, absolutely amazing. Looks fantastic in the gameplay stuff. That UB shared at PAX Prime was just killer. Like, if you hadn't pre-ordered the game before, I would be really surprised if you haven't now.
I haven't.
Yeah, that's because you were just waiting to find out if you were going to have a check.
I know, and now that I know, I still haven't done it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because I'm just chilling.
Why? I feel like a seagull in freaking Finding
Nemo.
Why?
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 Why? I'm just laying back in the cut.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's what you're doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah? Yeah? It sounded like a very pimp thing to say.
Uh-huh. You ain't no pimp.
I know.
So why are you, and I'm going to do air quotes here, laying back in the cut?
Because it sounded cool.
Uh-huh. And so... Are you going to be sleeping on Assassin's 4?
Yeah, I'm not. That's more your domain than mine.
Okay.
You play it, and you get all excited, and then you let me borrow it, and then I complete it, because I'm a completionist. I mean, I'm probably going to get all the whales. All of them.
Okay.
Even Moby Dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I just start calling you Ishmael?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I feel like that should be my middle name.
Really?
Panalicious Ishmael. Blah, 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 blah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about Grand Theft Auto?
That's coming out September 17th, though. That's right around the fucking corner.
That's why I'm asking you, what about Grand Theft Auto?
I'm buying that. Because, one, if you haven't figured that out, I'm getting checks.
Yeah! I got money starting next week!
Yeah!
What?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I'm definitely getting that. Only because I feel like with every Saints Row, you do need your counterbalance of the more serious and more developed and enriched. Not that I'm saying that Saints Row 4 wasn't enriched and developed.
Saints Row 4 is the bomb.
But that is your, I'm just hanging out, it's fun, I don't really have to think too hard.
That's
really
your fun and crazy.
Things. Yeah, but sometimes you need your serious.
Wait. Can I say it like this? Saints Row 4 is like your weekend in Vegas.
Well, not my weekend in Vegas, but yes.
Right, because you play WoW.
I played.
Instead of going to the
ED,
club.
ED, there is an ED at the end of that
You
verb.
Leave the club with table service early to go back
check
to the hotel.
My auction.
And check
Fuck
the
yes. Fuck yes, baby. Granted, I mean, I wish we could have been in Vegas nowadays where I could have gotten alerts about my auctions on my phone, because then I'd be like, oh, I got that. Sweet. I don't have to go and check. And I'd probably be like, I can party this night away.
You wouldn't have had to check, because guess what? You could have checked in the morning.
It was, what?
In the morning.
It was easily 7-8 years ago. Can we drop it now?
No, no. Sorry.
8 years.
Sorry.
8 years.
It's like
I was 21 and dumb, and I'm 29.
You were 21 in Vegas, and you left the club early.
And now I'm 29 and
not in Vegas.
Not in Vegas.
And we will never have table service again in Vegas.
You don't know that. We don't know that. Stop speculating. Calm it down. Calm it down.
Can I put it up on an auction block and see what happens?
I don't play WoW anymore, so I wouldn't be buying it.
Well, oh, good. Oh, snap. You just burned yourself.
I did, and it sucked.
Like, I would offer you Neosporin, but you did it to yourself.
That's all right. It fuels my hate fire.
Really? Yep. Is that what fuels your hate fire? Neosporin?
No, burning myself.
I'm so confused.
And Steam. Not the game, like the
platform.
Not the PC platform, but
the actual evaporating
steam.
Water that is hot.
Oh, God, that stuff sucks. I hate it.
But it's good for your pores.
Yeah, when it's not burning your skin off.
Really?
Yeah.
You were gonna say, you caught,
yes,
almost.
I almost caught myself.
Did. It's gonna make that segment of the show really not cool now.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Anyway, moving right along. So we've talked about Watch Dogs, Assassin's 4. You know, there are some other games that are gonna be dropping again. As if it were hot.
And remember Beyond Two Souls coming out soon. Ish month, like in October.
Yes.
But it's now even closer than it was 6 months ago.
It is even closer. Did you pre-order?
Yes.
So what do you have pre-ordered right now?
Beyond Two Souls.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's the only pre-order.
Well, because that was the last, when I pre-ordered that, I knew I had money.
Right.
To put into that
point.
And that was the last time I was like, I am confident I have money.
You're like, I could do this now because...
It's like, if I don't do this now, I don't know what I would put it into, and then I would be frivolous and buy something else and then regret myself. So let me put this money down while I know I tangibly have it to give away. And that, it was my last conscious choice. And I don't regret that.
I don't think anybody that put money down on Beyond Two Souls is going to regret it. It is basically, I think, the only pre-order that I still need to do, because I've got my pre-order in for Watch Dogs, I have my pre-order in for, Black Flag, I have a pre-order in for, both an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4, I have a pre-order in for, Wolfenstein. And I think...
Oh, The Evil Within.
I believe that those are the only things that I've got pre-ordered. Obviously, Grand Theft, like I said. And I'm really looking forward to that. Out of all my pre-orders so far, the only one that I have as a collector's edition is Grand Theft.
I think you need to lay off the collector's editions.
Why?
Well, because we've got consoles, new-gen consoles coming out.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big hit to the bankaroonie for you.
Yes.
Not for me, yes. Anytime soon.
Yes.
And that's okay.
It's an $800 owie.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, while I understand the appeal of collector's editions, and we have had, you know, a couple of podcasts where we discussed... You know, where I like the standard edition, unless something really, truly special, unique pops up in my view, maybe to help cushion that 800 owie you're going to get if you dialed it back.
Are you trying to tell me to make good life choices?
Yes. I tell everybody to make good life choices.
Why are you beating around the bush to say it, though?
Because I wanted to be nicer about it.
Aw, you're so sweet sometimes.
Well, because I don't have to be a dick when I'm trying to tell you to do right by yourself. Do right by yourself. Damn.
Your Bostonian got real thick there.
I know. I don't understand what's happening to me.
I don't understand what just happened to you either.
I think my sugar's low.
As I was saying, you need to eat a cookie. You want a biscuit?
I should have a cookie. Ew.
You want a biscuit?
No. No.
So anyway, right now, the only collector's edition that I have pre-ordered is the Grand Theft Auto one. And as I was going to say, I think for the time being, it'll probably be the only collector's edition that I do.
See, good life choice is already happening.
Stop it.
In real time.
The only reason why I say that is when I was looking at the Assassin's collector's edition and looking at the Watch Dogs collector's edition, I was really attracted to the Assassin's one. And the last three Assassin's games that I've purchased, I've gotten the collector's edition on. And there's just so much stuff in the collector's edition, and I think it's all great content, but at the end of the day, for me, for Black Flag, I just really want to play it. And because there's...
I mean, what are they offering to give in the collector's edition?
Oh, Lordy Jesus. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Because if we're going to talk... Like, I mean, it'd be awesome if they gave you a battleship and a captain's hat and maybe a hook
and maybe a
plushy whale.
A plushy whale. You want
that? If they gave you a plushy whale, I would sneak and get the box and open the box and take out the plushy whale and be like, "Oh man, you should totally complain because they didn't give you a whale."
And really?
Secretly have the whale.
So for you, the line is the plushy whale.
If they started handing out really cute plushies with collector's editions, it may
make me sway. So let me ask you. So really, what we're getting to here is that the line for you is, does it or does it not have a plushie?
Or a t-shirt I can wear. If it's got a t-shirt I can wear and or a soft, cuddly plushie that I can put on my wall and a decent art book. None of this digest size bullshit. Calm it down, America. I have bad vision. I need big pictures. If they popped up, that'd be even better. But you know what? I'm not pushing it.
I have bad vision.
I do. I wear glasses, for fuck's sake.
Oh.
I do not have 20/20. But, yeah, it's got those type of things. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the Wub Wub gun from Saints Row 4, I'm down with that.
That was not? The Wub is awesome. I mean, and the panic button didn't
The panic start. Button wasn't
was
bad either.
It was kind of fun. I'm not going to lie. It was actually, I had more fun with the panic button than I thought I was going to be honest.
Like, I mean, if they gave me a plushy Keith David, I would have been all set.
Who wouldn't be all set with a plushy Keith David?
Hello. Well, maybe Keith David.
No, I'm pretty sure Keith David would also be like, I got a plushie. I'm a plushie. Obviously in Keith David voice because
right,
he's Keith David and not in my like panicked Peter Brady cracking voice because no. And by no, I mean no. I'm just,
But.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. A plushie whale would be nice.
I would like a plushie whale.
You know, I don't think that there's anybody who wouldn't like a plushie whale, but there is not a plushie whale in the collector's edition.
You know, I really feel like I need to be on their marketing team.
I
think I should be on anybody's marketing team, because they'd be like, any ideas, Panda? I'd be like, plushies. It's like, we're an insurance company. We should have plushies. They make people feel secure.
I mean,
like insurance. See? Did you see what I just did there, America? I would be great at that job.
So, in the collector's edition, you get a,
art book?
You get an art book.
Of course you do.
You get a statue of Kenway.
Okay.
You also get in-game a ship.
Wait, you get ships in the game anyway?
Yes, but you...
But now you get an additional ship.
Correct.
More ships!
Right, because you have to build your armada, right? So you have to build a pirate armada.
Is it going to be your groove armada?
It could be your groove armada.
It might
be. But one of the things that you have to do in the game is that as you are having battles on the sea, when you do finally capture a ship, you have the option of
Taking it over?
Taking it over.
Or looting it and burning it?
Correct.
And, oh my god, and I didn't even know that, guys. I'm totally just guessing with my brain matter.
So, and that's how you build up your armada. So just like you would send assassins out before to build up their skill set so you could call them in to help.
I always hated doing that because I was always worried they weren't going to come back from Istanbul, and most of the time they didn't.
Well, that's because you either didn't send enough on the mission or they didn't have enough skills, because it would tell you what the probability of them being successful was.
45%? I like those odds.
See, you can't approach assassinations like Leroy Jenkins, okay? If a single person only had a 45% chance, you sent a second assassin with them, and that would beef that up to, like, 90.
It's like, dude.
And then they would both come back.
Dude, with the peg leg, I totally know you could sneak in and assassinate this guy right quick. Tell me about it when you get back, okay? He did not make it.
That's why you...
Maybe that's why I never had a managerial position in real life.
I'm just saying, you're not very good with your direct reports.
Like I sent my secretary to make copies. She's still not back yet. I don't know what happened.
You shouldn't do that.
I correctly made 4 copies, but then I realized you wanted back and front, so I fucked up the mission. You're fired.
Yeah, you
horrible manager right here.
You would send out ships from your armada to go and do things, and that beefs them up to make them.
Could you send them to go kill the whales, or do you have to go kill?
No, you have to do the whale thing.
I'm really obsessed
with the whales, and it's a, you know, special sporadic thing. It's not like they're everywhere.
Well, of course not. Whales are in hiding because people are pursuing them.
And, dude, there's only a certain amount of whales. So if you're doing any of the online play and you actually discover a whale, if you decide to leave it, it shows up on your map.
Yeah, no, fuck. We're going after all the whales.
For your friends. So a friend of yours could beat you to your whale.
Yeah, and then we're wage war on that friend for killing my whale.
See,
wage war whale, W's. I think it's just W's.
Alright. Anyway, getting back to the collector's edition.
I'm on tangents today.
There's a assassin's pirate flag.
Okay.
Is
it a big flag or a little flag?
It's a big flag. So it's the same size as the flag that was in Assassin's 3.
Okay.
Which is also it's a full size frickin' flag. So it's a huge pirate flag, you know, with the assassin's logo in the middle of it with your skull and bones. You've got a steelbook game case, which I do prefer the steelbook cases for games. I think they're just a little bit classier than just the plastic. You get the soundtrack, which is one of the new things. You will also have a couple of different things depending upon if you get a Xbox One or PlayStation 4 version, so there are extra things that are built in. But, I mean, ultimately, the ship is cool. I mean, I think as an add-on in-game, you get some pistols.
Ooh.
The silver flintlocks used by Captain Morgan. Yes, that Captain Morgan.
Totally just did the stance right there.
And you get Captain Morgan's costume for multiplayer, picture and title. And you also get a extra
treasure hunting quest. Captain Morgan's? Do they give us some rum?
I'm sure that there's a rum mission, because one of the major things that pirates were running in the trade was rum and things. All these things that were illegal. That's where you made the extra money.
Why is all the rum gone?
Why is all the rum gone? I don't know. Need more. So, that stuff all sounds good, but I have a feeling that I will be able to digitally purchase the costume and those weapons.
I'm sure they're going to make money wherever they're going to make money.
At some point. And as much as I love the idea of having a Assassin's Pirate flag, because believe you me, I love me pirate flags. Even though I am a ninja, I respect the pirate flag. And I would love to fly it in my office. I frankly just don't have room. So at the end of the day, I am more than likely not going to switch my pre-order to a collector's edition on Assassins. It just, as much as I want to, because I
know we know.
I would love the excuse. I just don't have it. I wish I did, but I know we're talking a lot about UB, but UB has a lot of really good games coming up, frankly, that I'm really excited about. But Beyond is the only pre-order that I haven't done that I will probably get done this week. And one of the main reasons that I was, you know, trying to hold off on that pre-order is that Quantic already said that they will be bringing the game to the PS4. And part of me wants to wait for a PS4 version, but I have no idea if that's coming before the end of holiday or if it'll be like spring of 2014. And well, I can't wait till spring of 2014 to play that game.
Well, okay. And but aren't you planning on trading in your PS3 for your PS4?
No.
I thought you were going to do that.
No, I...
In trade value.
I was going to trade in my Xbox.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not? Who no. said?
What?
I said. This who is said?
What?
I have a PS3 fatty that I modded and put a bigger hard drive in. Why in God's green F would I trade that?
Because you barely touch it.
But it's an original fatty, so it's still backwards compatible.
You barely touch it italicized.
Just because I don't use it every damn day doesn't mean that I don't respect it.
It is a glorified door stopper.
I'll have you know I played DuckTales on it.
That's the only thing you played on it in a very long time. You've touched your Wii U.
Wait. Hold on. Hold up. I played the last Ninja Gaiden game on it. Oh, yeah. Right? Yes, I did. I played DuckTales on it. We played Journey together. And who introduced you to Journey, by the way?
That was you.
Okay, and what platform can you play Journey on?
PS3.
Okay, so that was me.
You barely... every time I see it, it looks
I played
great.
Double Dragon on it. I played...
It's
got a skin on it that's white and gray.
With
of
dust
course
on
it looks
it.
Gray.
And it's got dust on it.
So does my Xbox!
I know.
So does my Wii U!
I haven't looked at your Wii U.
Well, it's right next. How do you not look at my Wii? All three consoles in the same area.
It feels inappropriate to look at your Wii U.
Why?
I don't know. It just does. I just don't do it.
I don't understand.
Anyway.
I don't understand that statement.
So you're going to get rid of your Xbox?
Look, I...
You know, you should probably keep it and not sell it.
Look, I've thought about...
Mine Red Ring,
dude,
and then I don't have a console.
Oh, there we go. You should probably keep your Xbox, just in case mine Red Rings and I need a backup.
Well, duh!
Like my phone.
Which I haven't broken any of your phones, unlike other elements of our family.
To be honest with you, Panda, at the end of the day, I probably won't trade in either system.
That's what
I thought about trading in my Xbox because, you know, with the Xbox One games, they're not going to be backwards compatible right off the bat. And I don't know, frankly, if it's going to be a high priority for Microsoft, frankly, to be backwards compatible. You know, at some point in time, you've got to break the leash. Seeing as how Microsoft announced that they are committed to at least 3 more years of support for the Xbox 360, which is very similar to, and I think they actually supported a little bit longer, the Xbox when they made the move to the Xbox 360. If the system is that good, I can't see myself picking up games for both my Xbox 360 and my Xbox One. I'm more than likely going to just go whole hog with my new consoles, just like I've done in the past. Every time I've picked up a new console, I've looked at, okay, what games are coming out on that console, not necessarily looking back to the old console. So I will probably put both my PlayStation 3 and my Xbox 360 into cold storage, and they can sit right next to my Wii in storage until they're, you know, needed. And I'll end up putting the older games that are not playable on the new platforms, at least until they are, into storage as well. Just because I like to, if I bought into the new hardware, I bought into it for a reason, so I like to commit to it.
I'm about commitment.
And that's why I'm kind of staying away from any collector's editions that I hadn't already pre-ordered. I had pre-ordered the Grand Theft V collector edition before E3, I think. I think it was literally as I was getting on the plane to go to E3, I was like, yep! GameStop pre-ordering that mofo. So it's really kind of the last of the collector's editions for me, more than likely, until we get a little bit deeper into next gen across the board. And then I'll take a look at it again. So there's me being an adult and having good life choices in, you know,
I'm very proud of you.
Avoiding the collector's edition. But the hard one for me is going to be Beyond Two Souls. You know, because right now I haven't seen any, at least a ship date for the PS4 version of the game. And that's kind of why I've held off so long. Because if the PS4 version is going to come in like November or December, I can wait. It'll be tough, but I'll have a bunch of other games to play.
And it's not even like you couldn't be like, hey, Panda, are you playing that tonight?
Because I could, like, watch it.
I could totally bring up popcorn and watch you. I could play it better than you.
I could totally, like, get some pizza delivered and fuel your gameplay.
Because, I mean, it's not like my PS3 is not set up in, like, the main living space.
Correct.
Or anything like that, because it's not like I can fit both consoles on the TV in my bedroom.
But, yeah, that's the main reason that I've held off on some of those collector's editions and pre-orders. Because I usually am a pre-ordering fool. I will typically pre-order everything that I want for holiday to guarantee that I'll have it within the holiday areas. Unless it's like a gift or something, and then I'll just pick that up last minute because I kind of roll like that. But the one that really kind of has me sucking and gritting my teeth and going, I kind of want to, but I know I shouldn't, but I kind of want it. The Watch Dogs Collector's Edition is like ridiculous. And I feel like I really want to have it, but I keep telling myself I don't need it.
You don't need it.
I know.
And I don't need to know what's in it.
Yeah. So there's a steelbook case.
I don't need to know what's in it.
You're not the only one here. There are people listening to this podcast. Maybe they want to know.
Fine.
Maybe they're screaming right now at their personal music player or in their car. Tell me, Ninja Sister, what's in it? I need to know.
I'd love to know if someone actually did that.
Well, you know what? They might. You don't even know. But I'm going to tell them anyway. So steelbook case with art from DedSec. The official soundtrack to the game is in it. An 80-page hardcover art book is in it. Aiden Pierce mask, so you get the bandana masky thing that he covers his face with.
So you can't just take a bandana for $1
from Walmart. It's special. It's not a Walmart bandana.
I'm just saying.
Panda, you need to get up off the Walmart thing. Stop going to people at Walmart because it makes you a really angry person. Do you need a Snickers?
No.
Because you're really sarcastic when you're hungry.
I'm just sarcastic, period.
That too. A 9-inch statue of
Ayo.
Aiden.
Oh.
Dude.
That's what Panda said.
Seriously.
It makes me wonder. You said a 9-inch statue?
Yes.
How tall is your Johnny Gat statue? Could they, like, fight?
I think that the Aiden statue is actually going to be a little bit bigger than the Gat statue. Not by much, but I think it's going to be bigger.
Okay.
The art book is a really nice art book. I love the statue. The mask is a nice touch.
Because, you know, you can't just walk down the street with a bandana on your face, you know, and just go about
your life. In the winter, yes, you can. In the winter in Massachusetts.
I'm sorry. Whenever I've thought about putting something over my face, people are like, who dat?
Well, of course, everybody like, who dat? You got a mask on your face. Duh. I don't know who you are. Who dat? That's just natural.
Let me just put a towel over my nose and my mouth and it completely makes it hard for you to know who I am.
Okay? It's like people that wear the shirt that has an arrow. It's like, I'm with stupid. Everybody looks and goes, who's stupid? Like, that's just
silly. No, I don't. I look at where the arrow's pointing.
Yeah, and you go, who's stupid?
No, I look at... where the arrow's pointing.
Yes, like, and then your brain goes, who's stupid? That person's stupid. You follow the damn sentence and the arrow, and you're like, who's stupid? This person's stupid. Where is it pointing? Oh, that's the stupid person. Ha ha.
I want to wear a shirt that says, here for candy, and have, like, arrows pointing everywhere but at me. Oh. And see, we'll be like, oh, that's where the candy is.
Oh, is this where the candy is? Is that where the candy goes?
Oh, look. I don't. Oh, look, a candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. So, anyway,
James Woods.
Enough about collector's editions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of today.
We got meat, we got potatoes. First of all, I want to know, what's on your pre-order list? Hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com, and let us know.
Wait, is that our question?
I was asking a question.
Oh, all right.
Well, I don't know if you
I didn't know if it was our official question.
You're the one who's supposed to be coming up with official questions.
Well, when you drop questions like that, I'm like, oh, someone's...
Well, do you have questions to be asking all them questions? Do you have a question for this week?
Making statements, assuming?
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 Do you have the question for this
week?
Yeah,
but I figured we'd talk about it at the end of the show.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just asking a random question. All right,
random question.
This is not the official question.
Okay.
I'm just letting people know where they can give us answers to the question that I'm asking.
Okay.
We can ask more than one question. But the official question is your question.
Okay.
Okay? Nobody's shitting on your parade.
I didn't...
Relax.
I didn't
Calm down. I'm not hijacking your shit.
I'm not mad.
Because you sounded a little upset, bro.
No, I'm mad.
So anyway, what's on your pre-order list? Hit us up on our Facebook page. Share whenever. We just want to know, because I'm curious. I already told you what's on mine. What's on yours? So I'm going to shut up.
What?
For a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because I'm thirsty.
Okay.
And it's your time to shine, Pandalicious.
Okay.
Because I know you got some ish.
Shoes. Not even issues, actually, but I do have something I want to talk a little bit about. For the last week or so, maybe even a little bit more than a week or so ago, but I haven't really been listening up until about...
Because you haven't been doing shit.
No, well, because I'm starting to get acclimated to my new job, because, you know, I finally got my placement and stuff like that, and I'm going to be learning a whole lot of new stuff in that realm of this part of my career, which I think is really awesome and stuff.
And it's completely separate from this
part of your career. Yes, but it's just as intensive in terms of facts.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I mean, I get beat up every day now. Like,
I know, and you like it. And you like it.
I potentially can get harmed every day.
And you like it.
And eerily...
You're kind of excited by it.
I am. That's something for me and my therapist.
You're weird.
I know. But anyway, so I'm now getting back into the other side of my life, this part of my life, and I've been noticing a lot of people talking about the boycotting PAX and the controversy that is, you know, the starting point or focal point of that whole shindig. And, I mean, we've been...
Okay, I'm going to stop your sentence right there because I couldn't follow half of it.
Okay, well...
Okay.
Okay, so there was a controversy relating to Penny Arcade and PAX Expo, and everyone's bitching for some shit that went down, apparently...
Over a year ago,
and they're now bringing it up, and people are bitching and sad and complaining and getting angry, and Panda was all like, why are people getting mad and angry? So she did some research to figure out what the fuck is going on.
See, I could follow that.
So that's what I'm talking about today.
Okay.
So...
We're talking about dick wolves, aren't we?
We're talking about dick wolves.
Damn it!
And I like to point out that we're not a causal podcast. We're not usually a very topical podcast either.
We have topics. We have nothing but topics.
But we're not like, let's talk about Syria. Like, we're not.
No, that's not this podcast.
We are not of that ilk.
No.
In any state or
form. No.
State or fashion.
But we're seriously going to talk about dick wolves right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Damn it.
We are. And only because... And we talked a little bit about this off of podcast.
Yes.
Because I wanted to make some sense of what my thoughts were trying to do. And Ninja's really great at bouncing off what I'm trying to say to myself. And then what I'm actually saying to myself.
Right.
So that's why we tend to do this.
Editor.
Yeah,
she's
the editor of my life.
I'm the editor of your thoughts.
I've got someone who will do it.
If I'm in the room with you while you're having them.
I know. Besides that, they're all gone to fuck. So there's nothing to say.
If I'm not
about
there,
that.
It's just the abridged version.
Yeah, essentially.
Pandalicious abridged.
But needless to say.
But you're going to say it anyway.
So, a year ago, Penny Arcade the comic released a strip, Dick Wolves. The panel pretty much talks about an everyday occurrence that happens
in... Is the panel called Dick Wolves?
Yes, it's Thank called you. Dick Wolves.
Yep.
And it's a three-panel comic.
As are most Penny Arcade strips.
And it's pretty much making a joke about the everyday occurrence that happens in WoW. And anyone who plays an MMORPG knows this scenario. You're a hero, you get a quest, you save five people or kill five things and come back with whatever token they've asked you to bring from those kills and or saves. And in Dick Wolves, the hero, who's like a wolfy humanoid-esque, I think it's a Wugan, I think is what they call them.
I think they were
like werewolf humans.
Mm-hmm.
And a male human is pretty much like, oh god, you have to help me, hero. You know, they assault us during the day and we are raped at night by dick wolves. And the Wugan is essentially like, I've already saved my five. Like, my quest is done. And it's like, don't make this weird. And I'm paraphrasing, but I think I pretty much got the gist of the panel.
Yeah, and he whistles and he leaves the dungeon.
Yeah. So, a lot of people were kind of in uproar at the fact that, you know, they're slightly joking about, and not so slightly joking about, the concept of rape of, you know, people.
Rape culture, just say it.
Yeah. Which seems to be a really big thing now. Like, everyone...
It's a hot button issue, because it pisses people off on both sides.
Yeah.
Equally.
Like, I mean...
It's like...
What if, like, I mean...
And it's just controversial, any way you come at it.
It's true.
And we're bringing it up on our podcast now.
I know. And this is gonna be a great week for this show. And I was trying to wrap my brain around this, because, I mean, I've seen so many articles pop up about how people are attacking, you know... Gabe and Tycho about their comments, and even though they try to go back there and kind of correct what they were trying to say in their piece, and still people getting mad, and it just seems like it's a big ball of knots that even when you undo it all and you make the linear line, the minute you turn around, it's going to rebunch itself up, and there's really not much you can do about that.
Okay, so let's take a step back, right?
I'm good at that.
So they released the strip.
Yeah.
And a couple of people, right off the bat, have a very...
Abrasive. Confrontation.
I'm not going to say abrasive, because it wasn't really meant to be abrasive. It was honest, but had a very, very strong reaction to the strip and the content of the strip. Okay?
Okay.
And they went to the web, which is everyone's soapbox, to share their opinion. And there were some people that agreed with them, and there were some people that disagreed with them. Okay?
Yes.
The fire then gets fueled, because you have people that are coming down on the side of agreeing with the people who disagree with the strip, and you have people on the side who disagree with the people who are pissed off at the strip. Okay? And the main piece that people were objecting to the strip was that it not necessarily glorified rape culture, but the fact that it was being used to tell a joke. Okay, because that's really what the Penny Arcade strips are all about. They really are about pointing a finger and telling a joke at the community in some respect.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
For the most part.
For the most
part. It's usually always kind of a quick nudge, nudge, wink, wink, haha, we
play. Ha-ha, if you played this game, you totally know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, and you move on. But rape is a very, very
sensitive matter.
Matter, because it is so violent and...
Volatile.
And very...
Intrusive.
Guttural. I think that for a lot of people that have experienced it, have been around it, or know someone who has, they have a very, very strong reaction to it, which is completely understandable.
Absolutely, okay? 100%. We would never discredit your feelings or anyone's feelings on the matter.
The argument then gets taken and pushed to a whole nother level when there's some merchandise that is made on the Penny Arcade store. Because then the people who are on the side of, I don't think it's funny, I don't think it's a joke, and you shouldn't have done it, are like, oh, look, now you're capitalizing on it because you're selling stuff and you're making money and blah, and it goes to a whole nother level. The people that disagreed with the people who were against the strip now take the argument to, frankly, what I feel is an infantile level, because they start, you know, being on team rape.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, so then it gets blown up to even another level. And then you have Gabe and Tycho do a strip where they basically, for the majority of the strip, are like, look, rape is wrong, it's bad, it's horrible. We're not saying that it's a great thing or that's an awesome thing. We're not trying to make more rapists, okay? The final panel of the strip is like, so if you're, you know, raping right now, stop it, apologize, and leave.
Because rape no more.
And rape no more.
Because, you know, the minute you stop raping it completely absolves you of any rape that you have done in the past.
Okay, and that's not what they're getting at.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
I can understand why some people are like, really, this is how you respond? But at the same time, you know, I look at the whole situation kind of like this. We live in a country that we have free speech, and you don't have to like what someone is saying. Hell, look at politics. We have multiple parties.
Oh my god, people are never in unison at all in politics.
And we can't all agree on what our ideals are. And
take religion. We all can't figure out what we're thinking about that.
Okay, but the beautiful thing about this country in particular is that you have the right to create what you want to create.
Right. Say what you want to say.
You have the...
Be who you want
to
be.
You have to fight for your right to party, by the way, Panda. But yes, you can party.
I don't ever have to fight. I'm like, I'm going to go party. I'm going to go party by myself. Dancing on my own.
Again, you're weird. But for me, I kind of... I'm one of those people that I see both sides of the argument.
She gets it.
I agree with both sides. Okay? I don't...
Doesn't make her two-faced either.
I don't like... rape jokes. Okay?
We at the same don't time, like rape
hold
jokes.
On. But at the same time, I'm a little hypocritical cuz I've made them and I've laughed at my own jokes. Okay? I get both sides of it cuz there are times where I'll hear a joke and I'll be like, "Wow, that really wasn't funny." And it'll make me cringe a little bit. And there are times that I've even said stuff I'm like, "Wow, I can't believe I really said that. I thought it was going to be funnier than when it came out."
It sounded really funny in my head.
You know?
But as it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, "Oh, this is bad."
Exactly. And I think we're all human. The reason why this is blowing all up is because at the PAX Prime Expo, you know, Gabe and Tycho, they have a panel that journalists can go to, and it's basically a Q&A section, and you know, Gabe was asked if he could do anything differently about the whole situation, what would he do? And he said that, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, the one thing that he really wishes that he could take back and they could do is that they took down the merchandise off the website. And then Robert Koo chimed in and agreed. And that set, like, a bunch of the internet off. Just like Pandalicious just was saying. And that's a lot of the content that you were seeing on Facebook and different blogs and things like that, with people saying, "Oh, I'm going to boycott Penny Arcade, and I'm not going to do anything with Child's Play anymore, and these guys are off
there."
People
are rising up, trying to convince everybody else to completely and utterly boycott the conventions.
Yeah, and, you know...
PAX East 2, by the way.
Here's the thing. And I don't think that that solves anything. It's one of the things you and I were talking about, Panda.
Yes, off.
And I'm going to shut up after I make this point, because I know that you have a lot of points that you want to make on this. But I just think that Penny Arcade Expo is separate from these two individuals.
Agreed.
Child's Play is separate from these two individuals.
Agreed.
And the art that these guys create is separate from these two individuals. I agree. I get what Gabe is saying on, you know, the mistake that he feels that they made was taking out the merch that they made. Because, first of all, the merch wasn't really offensive in its design, because it just looked like a varsity t-shirt.
It wasn't blatantly, like, wolves made out of phallus symbols.
Yeah, raping somebody or anything like that.
And, like, human people running away from the fear of being raped by these things.
All. But these two guys, people forget, are a business. They create content to find things that resonate with people, and then make merchandise so they can profit off of their work. Okay? It's kind of what we do here in America. Okay, so by taking down their merch for this particular thing, it was basically them admitting and saying, okay, we're wrong. And as an artist, if you put a piece of content out there, you have to be able to stand behind your piece of content. And so I get that for them taking it down, it was them kind of backing away and, you know, saying, no, I'm not proud of this thing that I made, when they are proud of their creation. And so I feel bad that they had to do that and were pressured into that. At the same time, I understand that there are people who are like, you're profiting off of this really horrible thing. It's called kind of in the eye of the beholder. I think it's being blown way out of proportion. Mostly because if you look at that strip and you take the word rape out of the description, I don't think we have a conversation. I don't think that any, it would just be another Penny Arcade strip. There would have been nothing said about it and everybody would have just gone out of their, about their business. And so,
And I completely and utterly agree with that statement.
If the problem then isn't with the rest of the content or the rest of their stuff in a whole, it's the use of this one word in this descriptor, then that's more of a personalized thing, and I don't think that somebody should
be penalized for...
Okay, I don't like the N-word. I don't like it.
Nope, she doesn't.
I really don't. But at the same time, I appreciate hip-hop. I appreciate artists that use it. I personally don't like the word, but I still get their content. I buy their albums. I buy their songs. I sometimes go to their concerts. I wish that they wouldn't use the word as much, but I also understand that they have the right to express themselves using that word.
In however manner they see fit.
I don't like Paula Deen using that word. I know she's used it, but I love her still, bless her little heart. Okay?
Now, I love her love of butter.
Seriously. Paula Deen, people. Let's just give it up to Paula Deen for
her butter.
Minute. Just a hot minute. Okay? But I guess what I'm just trying to say is we have to, I think, be a little bit smarter about what we react to and what we don't react to. I think there should be just as much fervor and stink being made about this one section of a strip that used the word rape in describing a MMO gameplay mechanic that also happens in other games that are not MMOs across the board.
I mean, they were highlighting WoW particularly.
And you know, maybe if we had like the same kind of fervor and outbreak and reaction to, I don't know, Monsanto, or what's going on in Syria, or, like, you know, the rest of the world, education, healthcare, you know, those kinds of things that are, like, actually really important in real life, as opposed to a comic strip written by two dudes.
Two everyday dudes, just like me and you. Well, I mean, we're not dudes.
We're not dudes, but I'm just throwing that out there. So that's my thought. I'm really going to shut up and drink now, because I know you have some other thoughts.
Well, I mean, you really kind of checkmarked all my thoughts and feelings about this, because, I mean, I am kind of in the middle of a whole bunch of friends who have had their share of dark times, and that's how I'm just going to state that.
Yep.
And I've had my own personal conflicts in those. And I mean, when I read the comic, because I literally went right before the show and I read it, that tinge that everyone in all these other, you know, articles or commentaries about it had, it didn't zing me the way I would expect it to.
How so?
Well, I mean, like I said, I've had my own share of uncomfortable situations.
Yep.
In that regard, sexual harassment, you name it. I've had those experiences, and I did not feel that sharp.
You weren't offended,
right? Like off the bat, like I was just like, okay, well, I can definitely understand where people are coming from. Like, whoa, I can see why people would be like, ugh. But I mean, as a quote-unquote survivor myself, I did not feel personally offended by this. And I don't know if it's because I played WoW, and I was looking at the joke of the context from the game, and not necessarily the content in which they placed as the X factor of it, or not. But I mean, at the same time, I also didn't actually laugh at it either.
Right.
But I mean, I kind of came off like, meh.
And it's one of those things that, like, if you read the stream, you're like, oh, it's not really funny. You move on.
But, I mean, and I read all the articles and the commentary stuff first where people were just, like, you know, flaming and angry and flames on the side of their face and heaping breaths and, you know, think that whole Clue segment from Mrs. White, that whole rampage. And I was getting fired up from it. And then when I read it, I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, well, maybe I didn't get it. Maybe I am, and I don't want to feel like I'm insensitive to certain things, because I most certainly would never say that. I'm a very emotional person about a lot of different things in my life and other people's lives.
Yep.
I'm very, like, and I cry when people, yeah, I cry at anime people, you know, like, and I cry for real people. Like, I just cry.
You do.
I cry every, when I think of letting go, I just cry.
you cry at Les Mis.
I do, well, come on. If you don't cry at Les Mis, well then.
What are you about to say?
You need to go to France. That's what I was going to say. If you didn't cry at Les Mis, go to France. And then come back.
And watch Les Mis again?
And then, I mean, if you want to. I'm not going to force you. I have no right to force you to feel a certain way. And
that's the thing. People don't have the right to force people to feel
a certain way. And that's where I'm getting at. See? I made it.
You did. I'm so proud of you. But Gold star posted for Panda.
But I didn't want this to go unacknowledged and discussed here at Esh. So, I mean, maybe my own way, I like to be a tiny bit causal when the feeling promotes itself or presents itself, is what I should say.
So what's your cause, then, if we're going to be causal, which I don't like?
No, I like to be cognizant of what is going on in our subculture.
Well, yeah.
And not seem like, oh, yeah, we just talk about A, B, and C, and we don't really think about anything else that's happening. And I don't want us to ever be put on a stake for that. So, I mean, I just wanted to have our
Nobody puts Pandalicious on a steak.
You can put
a steak.
If it's cooked.
If it's like a cooked good and cut
eating
of
it
cow.
In my mouth and you're not just like putting it down
not,
my pants.
Not a steak where you're trying to check to see if she's a vampire or not.
If I'm out in the day, I'm obviously not a vampire. But anyway, I'm just saying that I just wanted us to put our two cents in.
And that's why I didn't object
and
that
just,
much.
And now we can just move on to happier things.
Yeah? Happier things like what?
DuckTales.
Okay. All right, so we're going to have to wrap this up real quick. And so we didn't get our hands yet on Infinity, so...
But we both played the fuck out of DuckTales.
We did both play the fuck out of DuckTales. And here's all I have to say about DuckTales.
Woohoo!
All right, go ahead, Panda.
I mean, I was a big DuckTales fan. Mm-hmm. I played that shit religiously. Yep. Nick can attest to that.
Yep.
I knew where every hidden thing was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would just replay it over and over again, just trying to beat my best personal times.
Yep.
And all that mess.
I'm testifying.
I mean, if I had any snag, concern, not necessarily complaint, but like a, like you're jabbing me a little bit, it would really, honestly, just have to be the load times between dialogue and when you're moving through the course. Because it would just take me out of whatever I was doing, like, right then and there. Like, ooh, I made it to a giant chest, which I know has a coin in it, or has a piece of the drill that I need to get to whatever the blah, blah, blah is. And he has a stop and go, oh, I know what this is. Well, no shit, Scrooge, so do I. Can we move on, please? You know,
but the game was originally like that.
Well, the game didn't have dialogue,
right? But
it had text.
Yeah,
but I mean, it just it drew me out a little bit. I mean, as a kid, where I had a much bigger, you know, attention span, where that stuff didn't.
You had less of an attention span when you were younger. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I couldn't even say shiny happy keys. I'd be like, look, shiny, and you'd be like, ah. And then break a vase that I would have to try and glue together again.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, for me, as much as I loved hearing all the original cast or people who sound very much like the original cast, it kind of sounded like they all got everybody together.
They got just about everyone.
Just about everybody together. And that was wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm not saying nay.
He wasn't.
But I just, it poked me. It wasn't a sharp, ow, why are you touching me? It was just like a,
It wasn't like an
like,
I need
it was
an
like
adult.
A no, it's like a nose tickle. And you know what a nose tickle is. Like, when you think you're going to sneeze, yeah, and then you don't sneeze, and your body gets all hyped up to sneeze, and then when you don't, you're kind of like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then you go about, and then the tickle happens again, and you have no tissue, so your nose snot's going everywhere when you do sneeze. So you're trying very hard to not sneeze, but you're irking everywhere that your body thinks you have to sneeze. It's one of those. So you just felt irked by the fact that you knew it was going to happen, and you just didn't know when it was going to happen. And you just had to go with the punches. But, I mean, the animation, the remastering was wonderful. I'm glad that we got our DuckTales theme. So now whenever I just want to hear the DuckTales theme, I just go to it on my PS3 and just listen to it before I even select the game. And I just let it roll.
Yeah, I do enjoy that, listening to the theme. That's,
I mean,
fantastic.
I love swimming in my money pit because it's the only place that I actually have a money pit. Because you kind of have to have money. Because
who has a money pit?
Who has that
besides
much money?
Besides Warren Buffett.
Yeah, but it is fun, it is enjoyable. For nostalgia's sake alone, if you haven't bought it yet, I suggest that you do. It's not going to hurt your digital library.
Not at all. You know, it's one of those things. For anybody who enjoyed the cartoon and enjoyed the original game, you're going to enjoy the remastered version. It looks great. It plays just like the old game plays. It's fun. It's just a tickle in the feels, you know?
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. It really isn't. And, you know, it's not going to break your bank expensive either. You can get the disc edition. I think some Best Buy still have it.
Disc copies?
Yeah, yeah. And it's a special edition. I can't remember if they officially called it a collector's edition or not. I believe they did because it comes with a collectible pen.
Ooh.
And so, you know, you can have an extra, you know, piece of Duckburg with you if you want. But I just thought it was really well done. It's obvious that it was treated with affection, put together. And those are always the best reboots of
They're
classics.
The shiniest pearls of the bunch.
You know, when you talk about arcade classics, you know, when I look back at, you know, the Double Dragon reboot,
can we get a Streets of Rage reboot, please?
I really want one.
I would really, really love that. And really Saints came one. Really close, but I really, really would love.
Seriously, Saints of Rage.
If
they made that a standalone
game,
DLC,
I would play that.
Volition, if you're listening, seriously,
I would do that.
I would pay dollars, which you can now do on the Xbox store.
That's awesome. Because
it's no longer the marketplace. It's now Woo-hoo! Just all money, and it's just the Xbox store. If you made a Saints of Rage DLC, I'm telling you right now, I'll put $5 on it if you would make a full-fledged one. I don't care if Aisha is who I have to save. I'm all right with that. Just please make Saints of Rage.
Johnny, help! I could be a voice actor from the 80s. I could do that.
For 80s video games?
Fuck yeah!
I can be an 8-bit audio person. Let's make this happen.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really enjoy DuckTales. I've only played it through once. I will more than likely play it through again. You know, it's one of those things. It's just like Scott Pilgrim. It's just, you pick it up, you turn it on, and it just makes you smile before you even jump into it. And that's a great sign of a good game. You know,
and a good team.
And that's really what we're getting at. You know, is all of this stuff is, we're all in pursuit of a good game and good experience. And whatever that is, whether it's deep, whether it's blow shit up, whether it's shallow as all get out, it's all about being entertained and having a good time. And DuckTales absolutely delivers.
Absolutely. Bills down.
Yep. We are just about out of time, so I'm not going to be able to talk about Splinter Cell this week. Blacklist.
And we haven't talked about anime either, so we know what's on the docket for next week.
So now you know what's on the docket for next week. But before we jump into saying our goodbyes, Panda has the official question of the week.
Official question of the week. And it is, we want to know about the most embarrassing game in your gaming library. You know that one that you told people you traded into GameStop, but you didn't?
You didn't.
You know that one that you purposely turn off that viewing thing so that when you're on your Xbox, it just says you're playing a game, but we can't see what it is?
We know what it is.
You know, that game that you say, oh no, my little cousin came over and was playing that. It's not my copy. That game.
Yeah, we want to know.
We want to know what that is. I'm going to officially put that on our Facebook page. You can comment there. We'll select our top, I think between the three of us, our top three.
Yep.
And next week we'll talk about that at the beginning of the show, and we will share with you.
Who's the three of us?
No, the three choices.
Oh.
We'll pick our top three of all the choices we get. Hopefully we get more than three.
And yeah, really, people.
This interaction thing is new for us, so yeah. Hopefully you guys will help us transition.
But you can also tweet us at ESH News. Use the hashtag embarrassing game.
Hashtag embarrassing game. Yeah, I love that.
See how I do some shit on the fly? Like, I can improv. It's cool. But we will post the question, like she said, on our Facebook page. Tweet us using the hashtag embarrassing game at ESH News, all lowercase, one letter. And tell us, what's the most embarrassing game you have in your collection? We will share some of the ones that you guys send us. We may or may not name names.
I will purposely not include names.
I might hint at names. Just so that you know.
I mean,
know.
If you have a really funny pen name, then I might just have to, just for the hilarity. Because
some people might have the same game.
Right. True.
You know, there's gonna
Well, I mean, I know some. For a fact that no one's gonna say the game that I have.
Okay. And we will also share our embarrassing collection holdings.
Oh, I know you've got one or two.
Stop it.
Or six.
Shut up. But we will share. So again, you can comment if you're listening to the podcast on VOG. You can comment, on the post.
On the post of our debut show.
Yep. And you can
comment
us,
there.
Yep. But, you know, the fastest way to get it to us is going to be on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Landavesh or to tweet us, like I said, at ESH News. It should be fun.
I thought about putting them in the forums, but fuck that noise.
Yeah, we're really bad at forums.
We've never had a forum
before. We have, actually, twice before.
I didn't know.
We're really bad at it. Yeah, you did. We're just really bad at it.
I repressed it then, because I don't remember.
Yeah,
this.
We did twice before. We're just
But needless to say.
So. Tweet us. We're really good at Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, other internet stuff, too, because you can check out all the stuff that we write on the week at our website, egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. All of our editorial pieces can be found there. All kinds of new stuff every single week. You've got this podcast, again, now on Voice of Geese Network, VOG Network. Make sure that you check us.
Did you say Voice of Geese or Geeks?
I said Geeks.
All right, because with your tone, it sounded like you said geese. And
you know,
just like,
sometimes I have a speech impediment. And you know what? You don't have to point it out to people.
Well, I just don't want people to be like, they're not geese, they're geeks, actually. Like, I didn't want people to attack you.
You know.
I'm trying to protect you.
Well, you don't have to call it out. If you don't call it out, then people don't even know. But then you call it out and you make me feel weird
wrong. I'm sorry.
And now I have a sad, and it's your fault.
Do you want a cookie?
No, I don't want a cookie.
But
maybe
it's got
later.
Chocolate. It's going to help
you. Do you want a biscuit?
No.
All right, then. Damn it. So you can catch our podcast on VOG right before Anime Jam Session. There are a lot of great shows over at VOG. We're really proud to be part of
the network. I can't wait to pod crash all of you.
She's actually...
I'm coming to your podcast.
I can't even follow that. You can check out our podcast. You can find it in iTunes and in the Xbox store. Just search for Electric Sisterhood. The Eshcast will pop up. So just in case you didn't listen to it live on VOG, you can get it on your downloadable as you like. Our podcast airs on Tuesdays on VOG. You can catch the brand new episode in iTunes late on Mondays, typically, as long as we get our stuff together. Otherwise, it'll be early Tuesday morning. And like I said, there's all kinds of great stuff that we do on the web, our Facebook page, tweet at us. If you've got a question, we'll probably have an answer at some point in time. We might even bring it up in a podcast. So it's the time of the show where I say, hey, Panda.
Yo.
What shit you digging this week?
VOG Network, of course.
Leave it to you to take the easy way out.
Well, I do dig them, and I dig books.
Well, that's good. Books are a good thing. Books are a thing to be done.
What are you digging this week, sis?
Frankly, this week, I am digging Blood Orange San Pellegrino. And not because they sponsor us or anything, but if they wanted to, I would be totally fine with it. It's just delicious.
And yummies for your tummies.
And it's yummies for my tummy. So So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Next week, we are at B-Fig.
And I think next up is Anime Jam Session. So enjoy, guys.
Did you say Voice of Geese?
Now on Voice of Geese Network. 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 Now on Voice of Geese Network.